Welcome to another episode of TSR Rewinds.
Hello everyone, welcome to the first episode of Think, Save, Retire, Rewind. This is a radio show that looks back over the previous month and gives me an opportunity to talk about what went right, what went wrong, and quite frankly, whatever else I feel like talking about for that month. So let's jump right into it. January is one of those months where you're just coming off the excitement of the holidays. You know, you've got your gifts put away, your holiday decorations are being taken down, and you're just reintroducing yourself to the concept of reality. Yep, that's right. I mean, back to work. Time to get on top of those resolutions. Time to look forward to the future and what the next year will hopefully bring. And to that end, we have some exciting news for you. No, we're not having a baby. But earlier in the month, my wife and I finally decided to make the decision that once and for all that we're moving to Sedona, Arizona. Our plan is to spend the next year saving some cash for a down payment on a townhome that we will look to purchase probably early next year. And what we're looking for here is a bit of a fixer-upper. We want to get in cheap and start paying down that mortgage right away, then putting in a couple thousand in renovations to immediately begin renting out that townhouse. In other words, get someone else to pay the mortgage for us. So this will give us a couple more full-time working years here in Tucson to continue stockpiling some cash to pay off this townhome and eventually move up there. So once we do, my wife quits her job. That means we'll no longer have two incomes. I'll probably continue working for at least the first year after we move up, but I work from home, so it shouldn't be a big deal. We hope to move up to Sedona by 2018, with hopefully a completely paid-off townhome. We'll live up there for a year or two in the townhome until we find the perfect deal on our actual home in the area. Hopefully we could find a foreclosure or something equally cheap that might need some work done. And we'll move into that as quickly and cheaply as we can. And then bingo, I mean, we've totally nailed it. At least that's the goal anyway. So moving right along, also in January, I unmoderated the Think, Save, Retire blog. That's right, every comment gets through without my prior approval. I found that blog moderation was just a giant waste of time. Spam software within WordPress does an awfully good job at weeding out the crap before I even see it. And to be perfectly honest, I never deleted a comment that was sitting in my moderation queue back when the blog was moderated anyway. So, the hell with moderation. It is completely open. Post whatever you like. If something bad comes in, I'll just delete it. No big deal. Also in January, we took a trip to San Francisco. This was for a friend's birthday. So we spent a little more here than we had originally planned. That's no big deal. We have adjusted our February expenses to make up for some of those costs. So we'll even out in a financial perspective in no time. Also in January, I decided to fire up an Etsy store to sell some of my photography. So unless you're new here, you probably know that photography is a hobby of mine, and one that I would love to turn into a full-time gig one day. I've traveled this beautiful country of ours and came away with some wonderful shots, but until now, I've only really kept those shots to me. Maybe I would upload them to Twitter or Facebook or something like that, but that's about it. But now, in the interest of generating some passive income and getting my feet wet with selling digital prints online, I'm starting to investigate selling my prints through Etsy. I have 4 sales already, doing pretty well so far. It's only about a month old. So in more exciting news, we published our first monthly expense versus income blog post that reveals the numbers that my wife and I are dealing with in January. Some quick highlights. We spent $5,400. We earned $10,100. So if you do the quick math, the take-home rate is about 46%. Total savings rate, including 401ks, is 66%. That's not bad, though I'd like to bump that up to a total savings rate of around 70%. And that's where I'd ideally like to keep it for the foreseeable future. But overall, January really kicked ass. For a month where reality is supposed to hit you like a ton of bricks, we did okay, considering we also took a trip to San Francisco. So what's our next step here? Our next step is this month. It's February. A couple weeks from now, we're off to Disney World in Florida for my wife's birthday and also my mom's birthday. So that should be a lot of fun. And the best part about this is the majority of it's already paid for. So our expenses will actually be very minimal. One of the things I learned and learned quickly about Disney World is how complicated and involved this process of planning a Disney World trip actually is. There's several different parks. I think there's 7 different Disney World parks, and each of them have different rides and different attractions and restaurants. And there's a concept of fast passes, so you don't have to wait through lines that can get, you know, 65, 70 minutes. So more than an hour of just standing there in line waiting to get on some of these rides. But you can only choose 3 fast passes per person per park. But if you use 3 fast passes, then you can go to another park and get another fast pass for a ride there, and then get another one, but you can only use them one at a time. And there's all these stipulations. It's interesting the way Disney World does it. I think there's a lot of genius in it, even though it's kind of a pain in the ass for us. But I guess Disney can afford to do that because everybody wants to go to Disney World. And they will simply put up with some of this complexity. There's a lot there, so I guess I can't blame them all that much. It's been a fun experience, I suppose. That's it for the majority of January. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed this first episode of Think, Save, Retire, Rewind. Feedback is encouraged. Of course, only if you have good things to say about the program. Okay, fine. Maybe I'll take feedback about whatever you have. This is the first program, and I want this to be as interesting as possible for me to record and also for you guys to listen to. So that's it. Thanks, everyone, and Steve out. This has been a production of TSR Radio.